While one Midland institution is now looking for a new head honcho, another facility nearby now has a new man running the show. Daniel Broom begins his new job as Midland Cultural Center Executive Director August 15. I am very excited to be bringing my drive and passion for entertainment, culture and live events to the MCC, Broom told Midland today. I see the Midland Cultural Center as being crucial to, and at the center of the reopening of the Southern Georgian Bay region in the post-pandemic era. Across the street at the Midland Public Library, Crystal Bergstrom has left her position. Bergstrom, who became CEO and chief librarian at the Midland Public Library in 2016, departed recently to fill the same position in Bracebridge. Broom, meanwhile, brings an extensive music, arts, and entertainment industries background to the MCC and is excited to be returning to his hometown. Midland is where I grew up and will always be my hometown, said Broom, who attended Huron Park Public School and graduated from Midland Secondary School. Having spent nearly the past 30 years working in the music, arts and culture business in Toronto, both my wife Sharon and I are overjoyed at the prospect of making Midland our home. Broom previously served as Vice President of Operations and Administration with True North Records. In that role, he supervised the rollout of national and international live music tours, the production of numerous music videos and the release of over 425 albums to the marketplace, including multiple Juno Award-winning and nominated recordings. After the company was sold in 2007, he joined the Toronto Musicians Association as their senior business representative handling labor relations and contract negotiations for the musicians of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, Canadian Opera Company, the National Ballet of Canada, Stratford Festival, and Mirvish Productions. With over 25 years of experience in the Canadian entertainment business, I have a strong network of industry contacts across the country, Broom said. I am well-versed and highly knowledgeable about the issues currently facing Canadian music, live performance, events and cultural industries and their impact on venues, presenters, managers, booking agencies, industry associations, organizations funding bodies and on local communities. It is my hope that my experience in business administration, operations management, strategic planning, labor negotiations, marketing, promotions, event management and leadership will be a valuable addition to the Midland Cultural Center team. MCC Board Chair John Hartman said they're happy to have someone of Broom's caliber running the show, especially as the facility enters its second decade in operation. As we look ahead to reopening the facility, we are confident that Dan and his team at the MCC will continue to present the programming that our very loyal audiences have come to love, and that they will bring new and exciting live events to the MCC, Hartman said. This is a challenge, Broom said he's excited to take on as the MCC transitions to a return of live events. Until things do get fully back to normal, it currently appears that the MCC will quite possibly be operating at a limited capacity when it reopens to the public, he said, noting he and staff will following provincial government and health unit guidelines to develop the protocols and practices that the Midland Cultural Center, staff and its volunteer ambassadors will employ to keep audiences safe. Local residents are looking forward to getting back out in the public square, reconnecting and engaging with their friends and the community. The Midland Cultural Center will be there to welcome and entertain them.